Hi, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. The shootings in El Paso and Dayton have dominated news coverage this week on this show and on other outlets throughout the country. The breaking news cycle around these tragedies can feel familiar, but that doesn't mean it's any easier to hear.
I don't even know why I'm calling. I was listening to the radio and just started crying in my car.
On Monday, we asked you to call in and tell us how you were processing the news of these two mass shootings that have killed more than 30 people. And some of you admitted that it's been really hard and that you're afraid.
You know, I'm miles away and my heart and soul is falling to bits as I look around at the country that I immigrated to that I no longer recognize. Thanks for allowing me to vent and to let those people know they're strangers that are 1,000 miles away that are feeling their pain.
My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and I'm tired of living in a nation where we report so much horrific news without any acknowledgement of how much grief and trauma is affecting everybody and how it's numbing us.
Hi, I'm Natalie and I'm calling from Florida. I feel afraid of going out now. There's a Woodstock celebration in my area, and the first reaction I had was, well, I can't go there, I might get shot. So I think I'm just going to stay home and play some good music instead.
Some of you want action after the shootings. You called for more gun regulation and also new political leadership.
Howard from Cape Cod. Until America gives up their love affair for guns, nothing's going to change. The politicians need to vote to take the automatic weapons off the street.
Hi, this is Gina calling from Brooklyn, New York. I've just been in a panic all day, physical panic. I really don't think we can change any right-wing gun owners' minds. I think the only thing to do is vote them out. I think all the energy that we're spending online trying to convince these people that they don't need assault weapons is a waste of time and better spent trying to elect someone else.
We also heard from people who were frustrated by the coverage of the tragedies.
Hello, my name is C.K. from Charlotte, North Carolina. President Trump spews hate every time he opens his mouth, and the Republicans refuse to speak up against it, and the media has to broadcast every foul thing that that man has to say. Somebody's got to break the chain.
Hi, this is Bill from Redding, California. You know, like anyone with a heart, I feel the deepest sorrow for the families and friends, but I also feel great anger. I'm angry towards the Democrats and the Republicans and even the news media. The news media sensationalizes these events and advertises those pathetic people who commit these horrific acts, who are looking for recognition, and they get great notoriety from being seen on the news.
And still, some of you told us that these mass shootings feel like an attack on the core values of the United States.
My name is Valeska, and I'm calling from San Diego, California. You know, it's really hard because we live in the land of the free. That's one of the first things that we say about our country. And now, we're not even free to go to Walmart or take our kids to a festival, or send our kids to school without having a drill and knowing the exits and having a plan.
We want to thank everyone who called in. This is a very important conversation, and we need to keep it going. To share your thoughts or tell us how you're processing the news of these mass shootings, you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can tweet us at The Takeaway also, because we always want to know what you're thinking.